U.S. Treasury yields are soaring, gold keeps making new all-time highs, and Bitcoin is at a very key level. Welcome back to the Bitcoin Layer. I'm Nick Bhatia. In today's markets update, we are going to go through the candlesticks. We'll break down what's happening in treasury yields, treasury curves. We'll talk about the S&P 500, gold, and of course, Bitcoin. Let's start with two-year yields. Now, you guys are familiar with this rounding top that twos put in over 2023 and 2024. Once they hit that yellow line and broke down, we told you this is a sign that the cuts have arrived, and sure enough, the Fed started cutting rates in September. Now, I'm going to do my best today to keep the Fed out of this update, because what we do at the Bitcoin Layer is we think about economics, we think about what the effect that economics will have on the Fed, and what effect the Fed will have on markets. However, our framework is centered on prices. And so we go prices first, narrative second. So in that spirit, we're going to break down what we see on the chart and what it's telling us that the Fed is doing or that the economy is doing. All right, now these are weekly candles. What that means is that each bar, red or green, represents 1 week of price action. You can see here that around the late July period, twos broke down below trend. It means that treasuries in the front end of the curve were trading very strongly as the Fed was being priced in for its cutting cycle. Twos broke this level at about four and a half and then traveled all the way to 3.5 on the rally. Now, in a typical market, it's very common to see 50% or 61.8% retracements of large moves and breakouts. What does that mean? If a yield goes from 4.5 to 3.5, that's a 1% move on a rally. Now, what does that mean? From just a very crude price perspective, if twos rallied by 1%, it would be typical to see them retrace by 0.5% before resuming the rally. Now, we're not making an assumption either way. What I'm trying to explain to you is that when yields move from 4.5 to 3.5, expecting them to retrace and get back to 4 is something that would be common market behavior. Surely enough, twos have traded to back above 4%. They're at 4.03% as of this recording, which is happening on Tuesday afternoon, October 22nd. And what I have on the chart here is an orange line, a horizontal line around 4.12%. That is the level that was a local high back here a couple months ago, and just a level that I want to keep our eyes on to see, are twos making a new high in yield or simply retracing? Now, I will say that this 4.12 area is pretty significant on the chart, meaning that if yields rise above this area, I could see them getting back up to 4.5 potentially. If they don't, a retest back down to 3.5, whether it takes a few weeks or a few months, would be the path of least resistance. That is what I believe based off of the Fed already being in cutting mode. Now, let's bring the Fed back into it. Policy rates were at 5.5, Fed cut them to 5. We have the market getting them priced into getting to about 4% here over the next 6 months. Now, if Fed funds comes down to 4%, expecting that the two-year yield or other bill yields to be around 4% would be a logical conclusion. That would be a good base case. And so yields here around 4%, given Fed funds at 5 and Fed funds being priced to get to 4 over the next 6 months, it seems like 4% is an absolutely fair value level, meaning that 3.5 was probably overdone. Now, 3.5 was implying some much more of a slowing economy and a rapid cutting cycle. 4 is less so, but a September cut, a November cut, a December cut, and then cut starting next year, is the Fed going forward on a steady path of cuts? And I believe twos trading at 4%, which is another four cuts, either four small cuts or a couple larger cuts like we saw in September, that this is fair value, that this makes sense to me, okay? So I have these two orange lines, 3.5 and about 4 1/8 here. This is a good range for twos. And any price action between 3.5 and 4 1/8 here is absolutely well within context. Now, we're going to talk about tens here in a second and the yield curve. It is a different story when we get out the yield curve. And my thoughts on where markets have traveled are slightly different the further we get out the curve. The Bitcoin Layer is sponsored by Unchained, the undisputed leader in Bitcoin financial services. Unchained empowers you to take full control of your Bitcoin with collaborative multi-sig vaults in which you own 2 of 3 keys and you gain a Bitcoin security partner. You can purchase Bitcoin directly into your cold storage via Unchained's trading desk and eliminate all exchange risks. Unchained also offers the best IRA in the industry, where you can convert your existing 401ks or retirement accounts to Unchained, all while keeping control of your Bitcoin private keys. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. Talk to Unchained today. Go to unchained.com/TBL for $100 off when you sign up. Don't risk your Bitcoin security. Do you have Bitcoin private keys stored on paper? Make sure you convert those keys to titanium with Stampseed. Stampseed has this really cool DIY kit that allows you to hammer in your seed phrase into these small titanium plates that are fire resistant and damage resistant. This kit is designed by titanium metal workers that have been working in stamping metal for over 14 years, and your words are deeply stamped, not just a shallow dot. So make sure you check out stampseed.com today and use code TBL for 15% off of your order. Now let's make that trip to the 10-year part of the curve. Again, weekly candles, and I have the 3.6 area flagged for you as the overextension of the bull rally. This was a breakdown on a hard landing scenario, the unemployment rate spiking, treasuries rallied, there was a risk off flight to safety, treasuries rallied all the way to 3.6%. They have put in a large move to the upside on yield, meaning downward price action, 60 basis points higher from the level that they reached. Now, the 4 1/3 area was my swing point here for the last couple years on tens. And a little bit of quick mental math here. 4 1/3 down to 3 1/6 is about 73 basis points. So a 50% retracement, 36, 37 basis points. You add 37 on top of 3.6, 3.97. We are already well above a 50% retracement on tens from the breakdown at the 4 1/3 level. We're actually right back up above the, or I should say right below the 4 1/4 to 4 1/3 area that we had been watching basically for the last year. Now, if you are not subscribed to the Bitcoin Layer and our free research publication, please go do that now. TheBitcoinLayer.com/subscribe. The reason that we tell you to do this is because we cover these markets every single day. And we're putting out a free research publication to you every single Saturday, as well as Wednesday, to cover global macroeconomic events. In our effort to describe the evolution of these markets, our job is to let you, or to guide you, to see what's coming over the next 3 to 6 months. We want you to be well positioned. Now, a few weeks ago, we flagged for you on several mediums. This channel, we did it. We did it in our mean median mode report, which is our weekly risk report, only available to TBL Pro members. So consider becoming a TBL Pro. We flagged for you a Trump trade. We flagged for you a regime shift in cross-asset correlations. Now let's break that down. We're not saying here that we have a crystal ball, but it is our job to follow these markets every single day. And what did we see? What did we start to see a few weeks ago? So we're going to pull up this piece that I wrote 11 days ago, Trump back to White House, implications for Bitcoin and markets. Again, this went out to pro members only, which you guys can consider doing at thebitcoinlayer.com/subscribe. Now I'm going to read to you what I wrote 11 days ago, and you'll see a fantastic typo in here. Now I'm looking at rates drifting higher, and if I look very closely, I'm able to see Donald Trump's policies making their way into financial markets. While long-term treasuries have had a great run, they will now face the challenge of outright growth prospects. The path lower for interest rates must be accompanied by a large slowdown in the economy, and perhaps in a true recession only. Trump, if he is perceived to be pro-growth, which we think the markets do, will reduce the need for holding U.S. treasuries in a balanced portfolio. I genuinely believe the marginal trade here on a Trump presidency is to sell treasuries, rates higher, and buy stocks, stocks higher. Now, we do not give financial advice at the Bitcoin Layer. We provide you independent research and opinion. Now, the reason that we love providing you independent opinion is that we can make predictions and then own them if they are incorrect. It was our prediction 11 days ago that Trump is coming back. It was our read on prediction markets as well as the treasury market and the stock market that this is happening. What is going on at the margin? People think that a White House one way will be a higher deficit, or a White House the other way will be a higher deficit. Let me tell you what I believe is going to happen. Tax cuts and lower tax rates are, I believe, the path of least resistance for this country. If Trump can manage to secure alongside him a mandate in Congress, which means the House of Representatives and the Senate being both red-leaning, I'm not making any prediction there. I do believe Trump is coming back to the White House, but on the House, it's way out of my wheelhouse to make any sort of prediction what's going to happen there. However, let me pause and segue 1 second for prediction markets. Why am I taking the prediction markets so seriously here and already locking in my prediction for what's going to happen on the political sphere? Because I believe in arbitrage. And I have studied each and every market within the prediction markets, including multiple polymarket listings, the White House, all 6 swing states, the popular vote, and the balance of power, as well as other prediction markets. But let me focus on the balance of power market and why I believe that this market is reflecting the reality that will occur in November, in 2 weeks. The balance of power market is the synthesis of what will happen in the White House election as well as in several hundred House elections. And the way that these two markets are moving in tandem shows me that there is a continual cross-market arbitrage going on across not only Polymarket, but other prediction markets as well. There is no free lunch. And in that spirit, I believe that the markets have decided what already will happen. Yield started to tell me that 11 days ago. I was seeing, now let's get back to the point here. Cross-asset correlations. We talk about regimes and regime shifts. When I told you that we were in a regime shift 2 weeks ago, this is what I meant. And that's why it was so important. Some of you didn't realize how important this regime shift is. Regime shifts don't happen all the time. And I'm not talking about the White House. I'm talking about cross-asset correlations. What happened all of 22? Rates higher, stocks lower. Why? Because south treasury prices heading south negatively affects stocks as present value calculations go down on equities as rates rise. That was a one-to-one linear relationship that was with us all throughout 22. Then guess what happened? Rates started to soften in 23, come back down. What happened to stocks? They went back up. Rates down, stocks up. Same regime. Now all of a sudden, rates up, stocks up, regime shift. I mean, every alarm bell that we had, we tried to sound for you over the last couple weeks. So this is the advantage that you have being a TBL listener, viewer, and reader. And TBL Pro members have that extra advantage of getting our weekly risk report, in which we are literally going through the cross-asset correlations for you. This is our practice. So what did we see? We saw the regime shift. Rates higher, stocks higher. What did it tell me? Trump trade. So now let's talk about the 10-year yield. We got above this 3.97 area, which is the 50% retracement of the breakdown below the 4 1/3 level, which is my own level to watch. It tells me that the bear is back in treasuries. I thought it might be coming back. That's why I said to you, I genuinely believe the marginal trade here on a Trump presidency is to sell treasuries. So I could feel that that trade was there. So I flagged it. Now what happens? The price is the truth. So above 3.97, above 4%, now the bear is back. The bull is in hiding. The bull might appear at 4 1/4 and 4 1/3. We're right here to test the bull. Are you there, bull? If you're there, blink twice, because we can't see you anywhere. And why can't we see the bull? Because something has changed. The regime shift. Oftentimes we don't know until after it's happened, but I'll tell you who knows. The treasury trader, the treasury investor, the multi-asset investor. He or she knows and has already put the trade on. He or she has already sold the treasuries. Already bought the stocks. And so these are the trades we have to listen to. Why is that portfolio manager making that trade? Maybe it's a Trump White House. Maybe it's something else we can't see. Maybe it's reflation off of political policies. Maybe it's reflation off of financial conditions easing much more than the market had maybe anticipated, off of rate cuts and things getting good again. Maybe it's any of those things. Our job is to do price first, narrative second. That way you don't miss it. I am assuming you out there are an asset allocator. You have a portfolio. It's not my business how large the portfolio is or the diversification of that portfolio. So I'm going to talk to you about multi-asset, treasury, rates, money markets, stocks, and Bitcoin. You make your own decisions. I will flag things for you, and you can, I know you're trading off of some of my analysis anyway. But I get to sleep easy because I know it's not financial advice, it's my own independent research. And if I'm wrong, I'll own it. Just as I did in 2022 when I told you that treasury yields were done going up. I was wrong and I was way early to that trade. But you will always see intellectual honesty from me and owning my predictions and whether I get them right or wrong. We've been talking about a recession for a long time at the Bitcoin layer. A long time. But it's also my job to tell you, hey, it hasn't arrived yet. or hey, it's not occurring because of A, B, or C, or here's why we're wrong. And I'm still bearish on the forward labor market as well as the housing sector off of the lagged effects of tighter monetary policy as well as an expiring business cycle that was killed by 5.5% policy rates. Now I'm talking about housing. But I can still tell you that, hey, the recession hasn't come nearly as close as I thought it would. So I'm going to continue to do that. Price is the truth. And let me tell you on that note, treasury yields in the 10-year above 4.33% are going to be dangerous for everything. TBL liquidity will go down on higher yields. The move will go up, meaning TBL liquidity will go down. Our metric that we have built to gauge where we believe risk sentiment is going, move will go up, bond volatility will go up, yields will go up, TBL liquidity will go down, and risk will be in the crosshairs. I can guarantee you that that will be a phenomenon if yields go above 4.33% and get sloppy. Bond volatility will go beyond the point that the multi-asset sphere can handle. It will hit risk. So 4.33%, very important to watch. You know we will be watching it. Now, I told you 3.97 was in context for me for 10s. Honestly, 4.25 is in context too. 4.33, danger zone, above 4.33, light your hat on fire. I mean, it's going to be, this is how markets happen, and they happen quickly, especially with rates. There was a regime shift a couple weeks ago in treasuries that I could feel. I flagged it for you. Now we will watch it play out. Okay, let's go 30-year yields. I know there are some of you out there that are long the long end of the curve. You're looking for that exposure to convexity, positive convexity. And I completely understand the desire to hold 30s in the portfolio and the way that treasuries were trading all year was a very strong trade. But something happened. And this 4.44 level on 30s has given way. We're at 4.5%. And the 30-year yield going up like this and the treasury curve steepening in this way, this is the regime shift that we are flagging for you. Our job right now is to not jump to the conclusion, but we are showing you that we are possibly in the middle or in the beginning stages of a very sloppy treasury market, which could have damaging impact on risk markets, including Bitcoin potentially, but primarily the stock market. We know that Bitcoin and stocks go through their dance of sometimes high correlation, sometimes low correlation. Another thing that we track for you every single week in mean median mode. Now, let's do a little bit of a yield curve analysis here. Again, weekly candles, twos, tens, breaking out, steepening over the last few months. This curve is still below a quarter point, so not that steep of a yield curve. And this here tells me that the sloppiness in 10s and 30s that we've witnessed over the last couple weeks, it isn't as bad as, or let's say it like this, watching the curve not wildly steepen, to me, is a sign that the bid might come back in, meaning 4.25, 4.33 is purchased. Intense. If this curve was steepening in a sloppy way, you can see that the curve is basically flat over the last four candles. That is not the case with yields, where they're basically straight up. So the curve has not steepened here. That is a marginal thing that tells me a bid could emerge when we get to the right levels. Twos, fives is finally getting to the point where it's uninverted. This is something that we flagged for you several weeks ago when it started to break out. This tells me that the Fed is still being taken seriously for their cutting cycle. It means the Fed will deliver on the cuts. And as they continue to deliver, this curve will uninvert. But they will continue to deliver on the cuts. We will get a November cut. We will get a December cut. And the Fed will continue to cut to bring the whole curve out of uninversion. Now, the dollar, this is a big one, guys. Massive, massive rally in the dollar. Four straight weeks, a power move in the dollar higher. Now, you can see here that it's run into a little bit of resistance at 104 area. And it's also below some of the more peaked regions of this chart over the last couple years. I'm not including late 2022 off of a very wild tightening of financial conditions. This is a much more modest tightening of financial conditions, but it's worth watching. And why has the dollar strengthened so much? Yields higher. So this is part of the Trump trade. This is part of the reflation trade, the growth trade, the inflation trade. We're not going to jump to conclusions, but we are watching the price. And also, we are guiding our readers for around risk management levels. That's part of what we do for our pros. The next one here is gold. A spectacular bull market move. And we're going to bring in one more receipt for you here. On March 31st of this year, we flagged the gold breakout and we told you gold was heading to 3,000. Again, a regime shift, something that you could just feel on the chart from the behavior of buyers. There was a global move into gold. We felt it earlier this year. Gold is on a one-way trip to 3,000. We don't know where it's going to stop or pause. It doesn't have any resistance here, but we did calculate for you back then that a consolidation range of somewhere between 1200 and 2200 puts a $1,000 breakout in play above 2200. So levels above $3,000 for gold are probably in our future. Stocks have performed incredibly well over the last several months. And we look at the way that stocks are trading here. Higher stocks, higher yields is that regime shift. Now, we are getting to 4 1/3 on 10s. What did I say about TBL liquidity? It will take a sharper nosedive, even more so than it already has, if yields get sloppy to the upside. Bond volatility will spike. That will come in and hit stocks, so it's something to watch here. But we have told you that the regime shift is with us, meaning that higher yields and higher stocks could continue to accompany each other. Okay, so definitely we're at an interesting level in both of these markets. Now, I promised you we were going to finish with Bitcoin. Bitcoin finally closed above its descending trend line on a weekly basis last week, or Friday to Sunday, depending on what candle you're looking at, what exchange, whether you're looking at CME or some other exchange. The point is here that Bitcoin at about 67, 68,000 is finally trying to break free of this consolidation range that it has been in since March. The trend line that is the top descending yellow line, it is currently being retested basically on a non-breakout breakout here. That's what I'm seeing on the chart. We're calling it a breakout, but it barely is that and needs confirmation. Every move needs confirmation. One day, one week doesn't make a price. Several weeks, several months, that's what makes a price. And so we need Bitcoin to give us confirmation. There's really no celebration here. Even though we're above that wedge, it's testing it. We really need to see confirmation, a green candle this week, an extension above, would be on our way to that confirmation, and we're not seeing it yet. Thanks for sticking with us. Make sure to subscribe at thebitcoinlayer.com/subscribe for our free research publication. Consider becoming a TBL Pro. Rate and review on your favorite audio platform. And of course, subscribe to the channel. We'll catch you guys next time.